I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
He's a celebrated wrestling pro, and last summer he was the Hamptons resident ho. It's Watch What Happens Live with Austin Kroll and The Miz now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who can dropkick you and another who got wasted on lemon drops tonight from Southern Charm. Please welcome Austin Kroll. Hey, Austin. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Andy.
And my next guest is a WWE superstar who you've watched kick serious ass from the comfort of your living room. But now he's inviting you into his home with his reality show, Miz and Mrs. This season finale airs Monday on USA. It's The Miz. Hey, Mike. Great to see you.
Good to be here.
Wow, what a move. And neither of tonight's bartenders are named Molly, but their roller disco party will make you feel like you've popped a few. Say hi to Jocelyn and Keegan from Disco Oasis. Thank you for skating Wednesdays through Sundays at Woolman Rink in Central Park. You guys, I cannot recommend this hire. If you are in New York through October, this is happening Wednesdays through Saturdays. It is an unbelievable roller disco. Outside in the shadow of the skyline, the lighting's amazing. I had the time of my life, you guys, and I cannot wait to go back. Couldn't recommend it higher if you're in New York City. Attention, Bravo fanatics. One-day tickets to BravoCon are going on sale tomorrow at noon Eastern. We will see you at BravoCon. I have a lot of questions. I just want to start. I want to back up, because you haven't been here since Summer House aired.
That's right.
And you really got roasted a lot on this show, too. And I just wonder, and you weren't at the reunion, is there anything that you want to say or clear up or wish that you had the chance to say?
I mean, there are plenty of things that I wish that I could say and could have done. Did not go back for another weekend, but I feel like Winter House 2 is kind of like the, you know, the next chapter of that
your
saga.
Your story
so
with
I know that
people
group. Were, yes, my story with that group. So that's kind of what Winter House 2 was about.
Okay, very good.
That next
Miz, number one question for you. Abigail F. wants to know if we're going to see you on an upcoming season of The Challenge All-Stars, and are you still in touch with Coral?
I get that question all the time.
And the Miz has an empire
now. If they need a host, I will for sure host, no problem.
Okay.
But I think TJ does a great job.
Yes.
And that show is doing phenomenal on its own. It doesn't need me. It's got its stars. And what was the other question?
Are you still in touch with Coral?
I haven't talked to Coral in a long, long time.
All right. Kelly B. wants to know, Austin, in your honest opinion, will Shep be ever ready to commit to Taylor if he cheats on her every time he leaves town? And what did Craig mean that all Taylor knows about is the campfire and there are landmines everywhere?
Well, first off, Craig is a big time embellisher.
Okay.
So you have to take things that he says with a grain of salt. Will Shep ever be ready? You know what? That's a good question that I think that he asks himself often. He's very honest about that with himself. And right. I think that's the only thing you can say.
Now, did you actually tell Madison, I think you chose the wrong guy when she said that she was going to marry Brett?
No.
You did not.
You did it. She made it up that his name was Brent, by the way, until you just said that. So,
okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Did you see Madison on this show last week?
My parents did.
How was that?
They were laughing.
Okay.
You know, they're like, this is not factual in the least.
By the way, what do you think's going on at Shep's house tonight after tonight's episode aired?
Hiding under a blanket, I suppose. You know, maybe taking an edible, just chill, like, just...
Is it going to be a long night for Shep?
I mean, what you want to tell your partner is like, hey, you know, we are strong and we are good. This did not happen yesterday. We know what happened. But it's not always the easiest once an episode airs like that, you know?
Doesn't look strong. From my eyes, watching the show.
What did it look like to you?
It looked like he was talking to another woman while he was on boys, like, boys trip, which is fine. But it's like, hey, can I buy you a drink? Like, I don't know. I'm not buying any girl's drinks when I'm on a boys trip.
No.
I'm just not. I'm not putting myself in that situation.
Right. And that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
I agree.
What is that household going to look like? I don't want to be there.
Rafael M. wants to know, Miz, did you bond with Kenya Moore at all during Dancing with the Stars?
Here and there. On Dancing with the Stars, that was an absolutely incredible experience. And she was phenomenal.
Yeah, she was.
And she's she's like the villain, right? She got
a bad shake from the judges. But
so I think we all got a bad shake from the judges because I think I should have won the thing. Yeah. But I mean, that's here nor there.
Well, we all know The Miz isn't scared to take on a challenge. In fact, he's been on 5 seasons of it. But since it's only his first time on this show, I want to get to know him a little better. It's time for a Clubhouse quickie. Since you're a reality TV veteran, what's the first reality show you remember being obsessed with?
The Real World.
What inspired you to audition for The Real World back in 2000?
I was sitting in my fraternity and I was like, oh my God, I can be on my favorite show. I can audition for it. And back then we had like VHS tapes,
where I had
to record myself being like this. We didn't have camera phones back then.
What was your most embarrassing or cringe moment on The Real World?
Oh my goodness. I mean, there are so many. I can't even watch it anymore. I mean, I talk to myself while drunk. Is that enough?
No, that's okay. What's your oddest turn on?
My turn on?
Your oddest turn on.
Oh, I thought you said my honest turn on. I was like, my wife, obviously.
Oh, okay, right.
I mean, my wife all day, every day. Are you kidding me? Just looking at her, it turns me on.
If you had to give up one for the rest of your life, would it be oral sex or cheese?
Cheese.
What's the first concert you ever attended?
New Kids on the Block.
Since you were a big part of the MTV family during its heyday, who was the biggest artist or celebrity you got to interact with?
Christina Aguilera.
All right, thank you very much.
He was fishing.
Benita cautioned us that her collection of 27 Barbie dolls are not to be played with and must remain in their boxes. But since Austin has played with quite a few dolls during his time we've known him, it's time for a crawl down memory lane. Austin, pick your answers to my probing questions from your Rolodex of past ladies, Sierra, Lindsay, Madison, Chelsea, and your current main squeeze, Olivia. Who's the most romantic of these ladies?
Olivia.
Who gave you the best gifts?
Olivia.
Who's the most vindictive?
Do I even have to say it? Madison.
Who's Shep's favorite?
It's a good question. I would have to say Chelsea. They've known each other a long time.
Who has the best style?
I think that's a toss-up between probably Sierra and Olivia.
Who has the best butt?
Can we go to the next one?
Who could you see becoming a lifelong friend?
Linz.
Who would be the most into the idea of a threesome?
Can I plead the fifth, or do I say I feel like I know that Linz is so happy, but she's a wild child?
Thank you very much.
You should probably plead the fifth, but okay.
You probably should have
plead the fifth, but I mean, he's open and honest.
You
dated all 5 of those girls in how long of a span?
I did not date them all. They've all I've come across their path in the past, what, 5 years?
You made up with Lindsay at the Upfronts?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
We, you know, had a great chance to talk, and I'm very happy with how she's so happy, and we just were talking about how to figure out our relationship and how we should move forward together as friends and what that looks like. And I'm pleased. You know, we certainly spoke after last week's Watch What Happens, yeah.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. When it comes to the relationships down in Charleston, the Southern Charmers are often, to quote Shep, the architects of their own demise, which is a highbrow way of saying they can be idiots when it comes to dating. So I want to wrestle some opinions out of my guests on this topic with I'm Down or Smack Down. I'm going to skip through some relationship drama from Southern Charm. If a situation leaves you unbothered, say I'm down, but if it gives you red flags, say Smack Down. They belittle your hobbies like sewing. I'm Down or Smack Down?
Smack Down.
Smack Down.
You catch them red-handed in what appears to be the remains of a threesome. I'm Down or Smack Down?
Wait.
If you caught
my wife in a threesome without me,
yes,
that would be a smackdown.
Yes, okay.
Yes. Yes,
wife, do the two of you do threesomes?
No.
They cheated.
She's
but
enough for me.
Right, they cheated, but they insist it was only a kiss and a stairwell.
They cheated and only kissed in the stairs. That's a smackdown. That's a lie.
Okay, they wear revenge outfits to get back at their ex and show them what they're missing. I'm down or smack down?
Revenge.
Is this both of us?
Yes.
Yes, you haven't played the game at all, by the way.
Well, this is
about me.
Wait,
if it's about you, you should know this answers.
This
I'm
is like, my ex.
I'm
this
trying
ex
to keep up with what the questions are.
Smack down.
Okay.
Wait, what was she trying to do there?
Just get my attention and be a...
Yes. Okay. They want to continue to hang out with and go to friendly one-on-one dinners with their ex.
Smack down.
Okay. They live with their mother.
Smackdown.
Okay. I'm down.
They bring their ex on a date.
Smackdown.
Wait, they bring their ex on a date?
Yeah, it looks like you
smackdown.
Did
I feel like you've done this.
No,
have you brought your ex
brought
on a date?
Up their ex on a date.
Well, why would you
brought
do that?
Up they their brought ex up on their ex yes, on, thank on you, a date.
Why would you bring your ex up on a date?
You brought her up a lot at that dinner on tonight's episode, right?
Was it a dinner? Okay, no.
Well, what was it? You
it was
were at a
lunch.
Table. I mean, a
it
beer.
Was, it was trying to. Okay, fine. Smackdown. I would smackdown myself. Yes.
Okay, smackdown yourself. Let's take questions from our virtual fans. Megan and Michael from New York have a question for Austin.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's up, Austin? What was your reaction to Madison saying Watch What Happens Live that you were hooking up with both her and Lindsay Hubbard at the same time when you two were in a gray area?
Yes, I want your feedback on this.
Yeah, so I texted Lindsay on this topic, and the overwhelming kind of response from both of us is that it was like an easy kind of cop-out for her to feel justified with all the actions that she's done. Fact of the matter is, Lindsay and I hooked up one time, and I have zero reason to lie about that at this point in my life, so that's a fact.
Was it while you were with Madison?
No. I mean, I could go into why it happened, but I literally do not want to create another, you know, headline. I just don't, but she
Andy
did
likes
something.
Headlines.
I know that, but she did something with somebody that is of, you know, notoriety, and then I did what I did.
So you're saying that you and Lindsay actually came together after the whole DM incident?
This
with
is
the
a,
famous
this
baseball
is a
player?
Different incident.
This is a different incident.
Boom.
With a different public figure?
Yes.
Headline.
A sports person?
No.
An actor?
No.
A reality star?
Yeah.
Boom.
A reality star on Bravo?
No.
A reality person on MTV? The Miz.
I'm
VH1?
In the fifth year.
The Miz.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler. Oh, Jay Cutler.
No.
Oh.
No.
Was it the Miz?
Definitely not me.
Okay, all right. Here are Alexa. That was a fun game.
Did you
though,
too?
I didn't guess it.
That was actually really well
someone
done.
From The Bachelor.
Ooh.
Tyler Cameron.
Stop it.
Here you go.
No. No.
Okay.
Get hot with
here
it, Andy. Let's go.
I'm trying.
You're doing good, but thank you. But not good enough.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Here are Alexa. Say the network of the show. Just not at least. I just want to get my head in it. Say, is it a
Let's
cable
just wrap
show?
Around.
Is it a cable show?
It's got to be a network.
All right. What's the next question, Andy?
I think it's Bachelor, to be honest.
He's so red. Here's Alexa and Haley from St. Louis with a question for The Miz. Hey, ladies.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Austin.
Hi.
Can you say three things you're actually impressed by with Logan Paul wrestling? And what do you think are the chances of him beating you at SummerSlam?
Logan Paul fans, are we? Three great things about Logan Paul. Honestly, he is a natural talent. I said this when I was training him at WrestleMania. I've never seen someone pick up my sport faster, whether it's a celebrity or WWE superstar. Oh, he's that talented. He's focused, laser focused on everything he does. That's why everything he touches is really a success. Okay. And all his stuff is really doing well, I guess. His NFTs, his Polaroids, like he's got a huge following on Instagram. And he's going to be beat at SummerSlam by me with a skull-crushing finale.
Boom.
So,
there you go.
I mean,
Queens of Bravo said, Austin, at the reunion, Sierra said she gave you an earful off camera. What was that conversation like, and where do you stand now?
Give me an earful off camera. I want to give an interesting answer. I don't know. I mean, you're definitely going to see more of our saga continue
on
a little bit. No, continue on to Southern Charm a little bit.
Oh, all right. Good tease. Austin Housewives PhD wants to know your reaction to critical feedback on Twitter following your appearance on Winter House. And what do you think of the fan theory that Paige and Craig are together to double their exposure on Bravo? I've never heard that.
This is all sorts of stuff flying at me.
What was the reaction to the critical feedback of you?
Of just, like, the negativity?
Yes, the negativity.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's really disappointing to see, of course. I mean, people have been following my journey on Charm for 5 or so years. They, like, know everything that's happened to me. And then they know what I just kind of got out of. It was not the best thing, so I thought that people might not have been like a champion for it, but a little more understanding of why I had gone off the rails or like had like a fun summer for myself finally. Okay. So I thought that was going to happen a bit more than it did, and it didn't. And then the second thing is, I mean, of course, you know, those things were floating around about Craig and Paige, like, you know, Whitney thought that, and, Patricia thought that, and they're not very close to the situation. So, I mean, I can see, I guess, how, you know, you would think you're like, hey, let's combine like our forces here and make like a super couple. But that's not what's happening.
All right. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Last week, I had the misfortune of burning the crap out of my hand by accidentally grabbing a hot curling iron during a commercial break. And although it's hard to believe, one of my guests is capable of even sicker burns than that. I'm asking The Miz to tout down the top 5 insults he likes to use in the ring. Number 5.
Number 5. If you're in a city and they are chanting, you suck, you could basically just say, I couldn't possibly suck. I'm not from New York.
Okay.
Or whatever city you are from.
I like it. Number 4.
Number four, one of my favorite WWE superstars way back in the day when I was a kid used to say this, I want all you fat, lazy, we'll use New York sweat hogs to keep the noise down while I take off my robe and show you what a real man looks like. And when this happened, he would be taking off his robe. The women would be like, oh, they would shoot them. And then men would be like, hey, and then show their beer bellies and be like, ugh. It was really funny. I liked it. Okay. The third one would be, so I use this all the time in the ring. It never works, but whenever I think like it's like children, whenever you're talking to children. So it's like, when my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut. It's very simple,
but it
very
works.
Easy, and it works.
Okay.
And number two, we'll go with my my opponent at SummerSlam. You know, you're the Logan Paul of whatever. So
that's like
if I called you the Logan Paul of talk show host, it would literally be the worst thing you could possibly have.
Okay,
and
number one,
it doesn't have to necessarily be an insult. I could just put myself over so much that it insults you because I am the only 2-time Grand Slam champion in the history of WWE, 8-time Intercontinental champion, 8-time Tag Team champion, 2-time United States champion, 2-time WWE champion. Star of Miz and Mrs. on the USA Network each and every Monday after Monday Night Raw. And I'm on Watch What Happens because it is awesome!
All right, everybody give it up for Austin, The Miz, Johnson. Keegan, for being here. We will see you Sunday night.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Miz from Miz and Mrs. And we got the gang from Disco Oasis behind the bar. Seth Mark Jocelyn and Keegan. Let's go to our virtual fans. Emily and Jenny from Baltimore. What's your question from Austin?
Love you, Andy.
Hi.
Our question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, Austin, how offended were you that Craig trusted Catherine and not you with the news of his Vegas hookup with Naomi?
And where do you stand with Craig now?
Yeah, so scale 1 to 10 does not exist. I was a 12. I mean, you tell me everything, Craig. I was very shocked to hear that. What a misinformation. And Craig and I now are great. We both are victim folly of, we like to sweep things under the rug. I like to blame it on him, but like, I also like to do that as well. And once we talked and told each other what was going on and what we should both do better, then since then, I will tell you, literally last week, Craig called me on the phone and goes, hey, we should meet up and talk. I read this thing that, you know, you said, and let's talk it out rather than, and I was like, Craig, that is exactly what I'm talking about. So Craig and I are
great
now.
Great, good.
Yeah. You have a lot of drama with your friends, don't you?
Yeah, lots. He does. Yeah,
lots.
He does.
Lots.
Here are Jill and Aaron from Illinois with a question for The Miz.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Have you ever gotten the chance to tell The Rock that you were inspired to get into wrestling after your castmates from The Real World got you an action figure of him?
Wow, you guys are really big Real World fans. That's really cool. Yeah, I actually did. I had a moment with The Rock in the main event of WrestleMania going against John Cena, where The Rock actually helped me defeat John Cena. But, you know, there was a promo that I cut. I don't think I've actually told this story, so here you go, Andy.
Yeah, great.
I cut a promo, and I was getting lost in the world of The Rock and John Cena, because it was The Rock and John Cena, and I was an up-and-comer, but I was the champion. Mm-hmm. And so I cut this promo on The Rock, and the day after, I got a voicemail from The Rock being like, that's it, that's how you step up, that's how, and it was motivation. Mm-hmm. And then during my first movie, I actually called Rock, and I said, hey, this is my first movie, you're the man, like, you've done it all, like, is there any advice? And I just texted him that, and within 5 seconds, the guy called me and literally was like, yo, here's what you do, here's this, and just gave me advice for an hour, and I was like, this is like the biggest movie star in the world calling me. And I was like, oh my God, like, it's incredible. So cool. Yeah, like, he's a tremendous person and he deserves all the success that he has.
That's great. How nice.
Really. Yeah, right.
Miz and I met in like 2005 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I was working for Bravo, producing a show called Battle of the Network Reality Stars. First show I worked on at Bravo. You were one of the stars competing. Who do you remember hanging out with at that time, or that you became friends with? Because we had everybody from every reality show.
I like don't know if you remember this, but we would hang out in the like the bar at the hotel, and because everyone was staying there.
Right.
And it was always like one big party all the time.
Yes.
And it was fantastic. It was so much fun. Great show.
How much TV have you been on?
He's been on a lot of TV.
I've been on reality shows for like 20 years.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
He He has.
Yeah.
Those have to be fake teeth at this point.
They are.
Yeah, okay.
They look great, though, don't they?
No, they do look great. And they look real, but I mean, you're a wrestler. Well,
they've been knocked out a couple times.
Knocked out. Yeah. What percentage of WWE stars are juiced up?
None.
Really?
I am tested like harder than MLB, NFL, really? NBA. We are tested, yes.
Wow, that's amazing. I did not know that. All right, we'll leave it there. I want to thank Austin and The Miz and the Disco Oasis crew. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.